catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Thursday morning. I'm Sammy Ewing, and this is The Point from WUFT News. The Alachua County Library District has employed a program that allows members of the community to check out Wi-Fi mobile hotspots. The program is called Wi-Fi To Go. I spoke with WUFT reporter Juliana Ferry, who has more on the topic.
Basically, I wrote about the Alachua County Library District's Wi-Fi To Go program, which it first launched in April, but in August, they actually doubled the number of hotspots they have. So the Wi-Fi To Go program is a way for Alachua County residents to check out a mobile hotspot for 7 days, and it has no data limits. They can, you know, take it up to 5 devices, connect to it at a time. So it's really a way for residents around here to get internet access if they don't have it or they whatever they want to use it for, they can. So they recently just added 100 more devices to the program. So they started with 100 and now they're at 200. And it's really that increase, it's kind of helped with, you know, access. They said that there's usually a waiting list to get a device.
When did this program start?
So the program launched officially. Residents could start borrowing the hotspots on April 1st, I believe. And so just since then, it's relatively new.
Can you explain more about the digital divide and how Wi-Fi To Go is helping address it?
The digital divide is basically the gap between people who have ready access to the internet at all times, and then the people that don't, or the people that, you know, have all the technological devices and people who don't. And especially with COVID and the pandemic, when everything got moved online, that divide really became more apparent. And so this, for me, when I learned about the Wi-Fi To Go program, I was very much interested in how this tied into the digital divide. When I was talking to my sources, you know, a lot of them mentioned that this is just the start. The library district also offers public computers and free Wi-Fi. So that's another way that they're helping to address this, you know, issue of internet access. And it's definitely a really important issue. And by allowing residents to check out hotspots for 7 days, it's definitely going in the right direction.
How many people usually use this service?
From the program's launch, so April, until September 9th, the devices had been checked out 1,417 times.
If someone's interested in the program, where would they go to start using it?
ACLD has a website solely for Wi-Fi To Go. And on there, it gives you direct instructions on how to reserve a hotspot. Sometimes there is a waiting list, so you can reserve like a next one. But if there is one available, you can also put it on hold and go pick it up. Like if you have something on hold, you can go pick it up, which anyone is eligible for it. If as long as you're an Alachua County resident with a library card, you're eligible. And as long as you're in good standing. And to be in good standing, basically, that means that you don't have a certain number of overdue fines or items that are overdue. Basically, anyone can use one, anyone can check one out, and they get to keep it for 7 days, and you can renew it if there are no holds. So you can put a hotspot on hold using their online catalog, which, like I said, you can just like search Wi-Fi To Go on the website. You can use the links on the Wi-Fi To Go website, or you can call the library branches because the devices are available at every library branch in Alachua County.
How many different libraries are taking part in this program and where can people find them?
There are, I believe, 12 library branches, and each one has a different number of hotspots. Some have more than others, like the headquarters library, which is like where everything is based out of, that's downtown. They have the most number of hotspots, but then so the other branches might only have like 6. I think one only has 6. So there are all sorts of different branches. There's the headquarters library, like I already mentioned. There is the Archer Branch Library. There's Cone Park Branch. I think there's a Waldo one. So there's definitely different options. And I think they all total up to 12. I think that's what I said in the article itself. And when you borrow the hotspot, it doesn't have to be returned to the branch that you got it from. So if there was only one available at the headquarters library, but you live right next to the Waldo branch, then you could just go return it there.
That was WUFT's Juliana Ferry on Alachua County Library District's free Wi-Fi hotspot program, Wi-Fi to Go. Now let's get into some top headlines. WUFT reports on UF's installation of a historical marker honoring and remembering the very first Black students. On Wednesday, the marker was placed next to Emerson Hall on campus. One person's story it honors is Virgil Hawkins, a man who was denied entry into UF law because he was Black. In 1956, his story resulted in a U.S. Supreme Court case which ruled that UF could not deny a student admission based on their skin color. According to News for Jax, Governor Ron DeSantis announced that Florida will receive a $3.4 million grant that will go to our military. Most of that money will be going to the military bases in Northeast Florida, and over $1 million will go directly to the city of Jacksonville. The Florida Department of Economic Opportunity and Enterprise is funding the grant. The Gainesville Sun reported that the Gainesville City Commission has canceled their meeting due to threats being made against their elected officials. After a heated meeting this past Monday that discussed the potential termination of the Gainesville Regional Utilities General Manager and the severance package of the city manager, there have been, as the city spokeswoman Shelby Taylor said, threats of violence. They've decided to cancel their meeting as a precaution. A viral video of a woman coming within inches of an estimated 10-foot-long alligator took place in Silver Springs, according to WUFT. Vicky Baker uploaded a video of herself next to the alligator that floated by and hissed at her. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission have begun a formal investigation to address the concerns with the alligator. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Sammy Ewing, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Happy Thursday.